No, I really, I live here.
I have lots of other charities.
Yeah.
Not really one.
Okay.
No, I don't
know. It was a general.
I mean, they're talking a million.
Yeah. All right. Let me get this done. We'll pick this back up, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for your forbearance. Yeah. I made a conversation about Nevada stuff.
Oh, okay.
Good morning. Well, during my time. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have an abbreviated agenda before us, and I'd like to call this meeting to order, and I would like to have everybody in the room join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, March 6th, good morning. This would be the portion of the meeting that we would invite the public up to talk to us on things on the agenda or whatever concerns them. And I think we'll pick up the conversation later. Having said that, have you had a chance to look at the minutes?
No, I noted. Look at your agenda.
Next week we will pass on that. Thank you. That was what you were writing. Personal actions.
I would move as presented.
I would second that. Olson?
Aye.
Chitty? Consideration of claims.
I would move as presented.
Olson?
Aye.
Chitty? Aye. Consideration of the consent agenda as presented. Anything you want to pull out or talk about?
Nothing.
I'm pretty much good on it, too. I did a little bit of looking, a little bit of talking, so. Olson?
I would move that. Yeah, I got to make a moment.
Yeah, no, listen.
Okay, I would move the consent agenda as presented.
Chitty, I would second that. Olson?
Aye.
Chitty? Aye. All right. Moves us to public forum. Last chance.
I don't.
Go ahead. No. Actually, yeah. We're going to get somebody to use it. Good morning, Leanne Harder.
It's going to be very short. We were updating our social media this morning and just wanted to call out that the new nominations are fastly approaching March 23rd. So anyone listening or if the board's aware of anyone that would like to be or should be nominated, Citizen of the Year, March 23rd.
All right.
Thanks, Leanne. All right. I'm glad she's going to take advantage of the Amazon assignments. Florence.
Oh, let's see. Last week on Tuesday night, I went to the Ames Assessor Conference for a hearing. No one spoke. I did remind the board again about Supervisor Sanders' request to have updated information and to look at once again the possibility or what were options involved if we went to one assessor rather than two. And I was informed that after Supervisor Sanders had brought it up at the initial conference board discussion for the budget this year, they did go back, there are updated figures, and they will be sending that to all the members of the conference board. So, and this week, we've got a couple of activities that are going on. Marty, I'll let you talk about the ones in Nevada, and I'll talk about the Outdoor Alliance is having their annual meeting, and it's going to be out at Sudesco Learning Center, Environmental Learning Center, at 6:30 on Thursday night. So I have registered to go to that. And before that, we're going to have a Boost meeting where we will continue to discuss what we're going to do about the Parenting Way contract. Okay? And just as a reminder to anyone who listens, I'll be gone next week, but the plans are to have me once again, my face at the dais for interactive for the board hearing on the 13th. I have requested that it not be a huge screen. That I've even volunteered my own a laptop so that I am no longer five times larger than life sitting up here. But that I've done.
That's it. Have some good news to announce. Was at the Colo City Council meeting last night. And through conversations through the past year plus, have talked about the potentiality of connecting our what would be the lagoon system or the septic from Hickory Grove to their lagoon, their newer lagoon, which is south of town there on a highway. And they brought it as an action item last night, talked about it, saw the merits of joining with the county to find out, in fact, what are the capacity remaining in their septic systems, knowing that they do have some structural issues in town, and that we will, I will ask to have that brought back to us here in several weeks that we can talk to them. I conveyed to the mayor and the council that I would expect some representation so that we had the opportunity to question, or they could answer any questions we might have, or they, or the roles reversed, they could question us on some things. But in the interim, Mike Cox is going to do an outreach to the city clerk there to find out on the engineering side of things where the lay of the land is, so that we can have an informed conversation in 2 weeks' time, and see if we can't move this along sooner than later, because that 50-year-old lagoon is on its way out.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be very nice to find out, in fact, this was on a water quality basis, on a use basis, because we know we are holding artificially the capacity of that as a public entity, because we can't put any more structures in there to take care of the people that would normally come.
That's encouraging.
That is encouraging. Had a great follow-up on the I-35. Morris and I attended yesterday over at Ames City Hall. It was well attended. I thought there was a very good presentation by Keith Morgan. He does the deep dive on everything, and we saw that yesterday. There was a lot going on. I think that you will see, as we have that going through our county, that the likelihood that we could probably learn from that event and do better next time is there, and I suspect we will be. The Ames, as we call ourselves, the bus group, went to Missouri. Ed Schulderoff was there with me on the trip, and through this day, we met again for our second debrief on last Friday morning over at the Gateway. We have some really interesting and pointed conversations that kind of leave political correctness at the door and just talk about the world as we find it in the county, somewhat Ames in particular. And I would say where Deb and I found the most interest was as we go to the configuration of our new website. It was posed to us that we should be, as we show ourselves to the world through our website, that we should be showing pictures that would represent the events and the peoples found within our respective county. And when you take Iowa State, which is an oversized presence in that sense, are we showing the events that happen with people of color on our website going forward, and that we should look to say, if we don't, we still have time to do it. So I would place that at your doorstep, as you have a real keen interest in that sense. It's just like, as they're always coming to us on iterations of what they're doing on the website, we're making the final approach. Maybe that is something that I would put for Leanne and Christy back there, that maybe we need to see if we can get some submission of some pictures that would reflect events that have happened in the Ames area, Iowa State, and in the county, that would take it from what we would more likely see to something more purposeful that would represent at the actuals.
I like that. When I see them sitting back there thinking, oh dear, another item on the task. We've talked about people already.
I would point you at Deb if she had anything she'd like to say to that effect with that, because the City of Ames was tasking themselves. What prompted the conversation that the City of Ames had an event at the Bandshell,
mm-hmm.
and it was a picture that Ames has on their website, and the question was just asked of the group, what's wrong with this picture? And it looked like Ames, as I know it, a lot of elderly or older people, and I find myself still getting AARP mail, so I'm not throwing anybody under the bus here. But it was posed to us in a way, does this represent what is found in the Campus Town area? Does it really represent other events that take place? Because you really did not see anybody of color.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, why don't you see with new eyes and trying to, as you put yourself out there in the electronic sense, why don't you represent factually, in fact, what you are? So Ames is going to take a look at it, and we should probably too.
And I think it's a great idea, and maybe I cringe to do this to Leanne in a way and say, and we could, but you know, one thing, there's nothing that says that the photos on our website have to be taken by us, by staff internally. And maybe, you know, we double up with Story County Conservation. They always do their photo shoot every year. And of course, that's all focused on outside and animals or whatever. But there are ways to address it. So I think I do agree. I think it's great.
Once again, you never go to these meetings with this group and not learn, because they did a fine job. Dan Culhane and his office put together a real broad spectrum of the people within the community, and they brought different ideas and approaches, and I think that you're well served to go there and listen to them and exchange ideas. got an assessor board meeting for a public hearing tomorrow night. It should go pretty well. We had, Morris, we just had that meeting last week that went well. I think that you had a full-throated discussion on the mayor's, the school board, and we got a chance to listen to their concerns, their issues, what they see both today and what they see going forward. So I got a very good sounding and very good comfort on the meeting for tomorrow night. Here in Nevada, we will be saying goodbye after a long tenure, quite successful one, to LaVon Schultz. We have an event out at the Indian Creek Country Club this afternoon, 3 to 5, and well wishing her for what she has brought to Nevada in both actuals and proposed, because she had a full desk and did very well. They are also, that said, the NEDC had a very lengthy meeting last week. They're in final considerations on either an outright hiring for a person to replace LaVon or a confederation with the AEDC over Ames. That's a discussion that the executive committee brought to the full board, and we're not there yet, so stay tuned. That's all I have.
Okay, that's all I have.
All I have. So, with that said, I would take a motion to...
I move that we adjourn.
I would second that. All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Mike.